universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus.
Hi, everyone. It's Pastor Dave. Yep, believe it or not, it is me. I'm not acting like Eeyore. I have a wicked, bad cold. It's Wednesday morning as I record this. Sunday night I went to bed and I realized I think I'm catching something. And my wife Deb had something the week before, and she said it lasted 3 days, mild, just some sneezing and coughing. And so I went to bed and figured that's what it would be. On Monday when I woke up with a headache. I couldn't speak. Yeah, I couldn't speak. And my throat felt like sandpaper, raw. So I went through the day, not doing a whole lot. Had to cancel a bunch of appointments. And then Tuesday, woke up and I was even worse. Oh my gosh, my throat was swollen. And I couldn't speak. And it just hurt not only to swallow, but to breathe. Oh my. And I realized it was a virus, what my wife had, and didn't pay to go to the doctor, because he'd just say it's a virus and your body's got to fight it and you'll get through it. That's what I did. I just kind of, I dressed real warm, I put on long underwear, thick socks, flannel shirt, a sweatshirt, just tried to stay warm, and drank a lot of water, and then I also then took Sudafed to help drain my head, because it just felt like it was going to explode, but instead of exploding, it would drain down my throat and take my voice away. And So I also took Advil to reduce the swelling of my sore throat. And finally, on Tuesday, I started taking Mucinex. It helps clear out your lungs, because I could feel it was moving down into my lungs. And I didn't want that to happen. So I did the best I could in just fighting it. Today, Wednesday, I woke up and I went, I think I'm on the upside. I mean, hey, I'm recording today. There's no way I would have been able to do that yesterday or the day before. Oh my gosh. Well, during the last couple days, unable to speak, unable to do much of anything, I got thinking, isn't this a lot like sometimes spiritual warfare? It took me a while to find it, because not only is my body fighting this virus, but because of that, my brain wasn't working very well. Ephesians, you probably all know, put on the full armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. And in, so that you may take your stand, and after all these things, to stand. You know, there's really nothing one could do with this cold, thinking about the cold, but just to wait it out, do the best you could, be patient, and pray that God, with his marvelous work of the human body through the immune system, would fight it off and win. And I got to thinking, that's a lot what it is sometimes spiritually, too. Spiritually, we can be cruising along, everything's going well, happy, joyful, and then whammo. Ooh, I actually could do that high voice. Whammo. Good. Something happens. I was talking with somebody 2 weeks ago. A very dear person they knew died. And it's put them in a huge tailspin, causing them to wonder, what is life? What is death? Where is God? Is this person with God? Oh my gosh, what's heaven like? Sometimes a person will lose a job. Again, everything's going fine, and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, why did I lose this job? Did I do something wrong? Did God punish me, or what? Excuse me a second. I got to get a tissue and wipe my nose. It's dripping. Sometimes it is something someone will say, that a trusted person that you thought you could trust said something that makes you really doubt it. Oh my gosh, that's devastating when a trust is broken. Especially for we who have disabilities, who trust people, I think, more than the average person. Well, no matter what, it can hurt. And it's just like that virus, that it just wants to take you down. And, I didn't really think that this time, but I've had colds where I wonder, am I going to make it? Is this the time it's going to win instead of me? Oh, there was one wicked one I had. It was about, in fact, my wife wondered if it was the flu, actually. It was about 20 years ago. Oh, I thought I was going to die. This didn't feel that way. Spiritually, the same thing can be true. Sometimes we wonder, are we going to die? And that's when faith is tested. That's why Paul even said, put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand. And just in the verse before this, he said, our battle is not with flesh and blood, like a virus, but with spiritual beings, principalities and powers. And so we take our stand, and we take it in our faith, trusting that Jesus won the victory over sin, death, and the devil. That's why we celebrate the resurrection. We trust that he sent his Holy Spirit to be with us. And we stand. And though things may really hit us hard, we need to just take our stand and trust God. He is always, always, always trustworthy. Well, my voice is about gone, so I'm going to close. I'm getting better, by the way, so if you do pray for me, I do appreciate it. I am on the mend, though, and soon be back into full voice, I hope, and pray. Let's have a prayer today. Thank you, Jesus, that you fought the biggest battle of all, sin, death, against the devil himself, and you won, for you rose from the dead. And you inject and inoculate us with the most wonderful life-giving serum, the Holy Spirit in faith. Help us, Lord, to take our stand, not doubt, not panic, but to always trust in you, even when our symptoms tell us otherwise. Thank you, Jesus, that you are faithful. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.